Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 Days of Motivation and Personal Empowerment Just for You. I'm Marvin Roan, your empowerment coach and host. And today we have another show for you, Morning Praise. And that praise is simply beginning your day, acknowledging that there's a higher power. Acknowledging within your heart and your mind that there is something more out there than you. Beginning your day, recognizing that there is a power, a creative force that exists that provides you with life and that provides you with something more than just another day. And if you would, for just a second, begin to acknowledge that there's something beyond the stars, that there's something that you can't see that continues to provide you with life, that can provide you with peace and joy and happiness and love. But this is all a choice. And every day is a choice. Every day is a choice. And in this fast-paced society and life that we live, every day is a choice on how we will live, how we will in ourselves and how we would choose to live our lives. And every day there's a choice between hatred and greed. Every day there's a choice between hurt, harm, and danger. Every day there's a choice between selfishness and love. And the question today is, what side of the fence you sit on? Every day, there has to be an acknowledgement that there's something greater than you. And the process of empowerment begins with acknowledging that there is something greater than yourself. This is not a religious perspective. It's just a fact. Because if you didn't create the sun or the moon or the earth or stars or molecules or constellations, and there's something greater than all of us. And every day, if you can humble yourself to acknowledge that there's something greater than yourself, then the process begins. And so with Empowerment 365, the acknowledgement is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And in this life, there will be pains. There will be hurts. There will be things that sidetrack you. There will be circumstances that you have to deal with. And that's just a part of life. There are things that happen in our life or that occur in our lives each day that challenge us, challenge our beliefs, challenge our faith. But if you will begin to practice of becoming better, becoming a better human being, becoming a better person, more loving, more caring. And as we analyze ourselves, and as we look deeper at ourselves, it's very easy to find the hypocrisy that we live with, where we will hold others accountable in places where we won't hold ourselves accountable. And that we will question others' commitment, but we won't question ours. And it's okay for us to be selfish and self-centered, but it's not okay for others to be that way. If you look at yourself today, a thorough examination of your heart, your mind, your actions, your activities. If you will begin to just look at yourself today and every day, taking this journey one day at a time, practicing the process of empowerment that begins with gratitude, beginning your day with gratitude, beginning your day with becoming thankful for the life that you do have, for your health and strength, for those very things that are most important to you, your existence. So without your life, without your health, you would not exist. And then as you go just a bit deeper, begin to humble yourself and respect and appreciation for the things that you do have. Many of us in this society are focused on the material possessions of accomplishing all of those goals that allow us to feel that we've arrived. But have you really arrived if you have hate, racism, disrespect, negativity in your heart? Are you really there? And if you could place judgment on another, if you could walk this earth without peace in your heart and in your life, then it's questionable. But what I'm asking you to do today is just humble yourself for just a few moments, eradicating all the barriers that separate you from loving others, whether it's skin color, complexion, the shape of your eyes, size of your nose, texture of your hair, complexion of your skin, all the barriers that we create to make ourselves grandiose and better than someone else, whether it's education or information or access to resources, goods, and services. And if today you can humble yourself in a way that allows you to be just a human being, just a human being present on this earth at this time, and acknowledge that you are the only one in all of space and time, the only you, from the beginning until the end, the only you that will ever be your name, your size, your shape, your color. And know that that is special. And know that that is a gift. And begin to appreciate that gift. But all the while you have that gift, you have to practice humbling yourself and becoming thankful for what you do have. And sometimes it's just a simple life itself, a simple being, the appreciation, the appreciation for the life that you experience, and just being able to wake up to another day. And as we wake up to another day, can you humble yourself to say thank you? Thank you for your car, your home, money in the bank, clothes on your back, food in your belly. Can you just say thank you? Can you acknowledge that you have many benefits and blessings? Humbling your heart. There are times in this society where we present ourselves as more than what we are. And many of us are very fragile. Many of us have had hurtful experiences that we mask with a smile, or with a nice dress, or with a suit, or with some shoes, or a nice car or clothing, or some type of accomplishment, whether it's a degree or certification. And then we hide behind those, pretending there was something more, than who we really are. And if you will, for just a moment, begin to remove those layers, remove those masks, remove those pretenses, to pull yourself back to a place where you can see you, the individual within. Beyond the externals, beyond the accolades, beyond the commotion, beyond the tabloids, beyond the television, beyond the radio. Just be. And if you could practice just being yourself for just a moment, and if you could close your eyes to associate yourself for just a minute with who you are, the person that sits the individual within. It's very easy to get caught in a trap or the trappings of modern life. But I'm asking you today to take a look at yourself. Find a relationship with the individual within. If you can sit and close your eyes and associate yourself with what's there. None of us are perfect. And there's a lot of work to be done in this world. That work begins with you. How you see yourself. How you respect yourself. How do you acknowledge the individual within? Because you could dress the external up and still be a horrible person that commit atrocities to man, animals, insects, beasts of the field. Can you separate yourself for just a moment from your reality, from your responsibilities, from your duties and your obligations, to just sit for a moment and recognize that there is a you that needs to be acknowledged, a you that needs to be understood, a you that needs to be heard, a you that needs to be loved, a you that needs to be appreciated, the you behind the mask. Today, I'm asking you to look at the man or the woman behind the mask, behind the facade, behind the ego, behind the career, for the ambition. If you can look at yourself for just a moment and begin to practice gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. Practicing praise for what it is that you believe in, and then doing the very effort of practicing what it is that you say you believe in. So whatever religious faith that you practice and believe in, do it. The simple practice of doing what it is that you say you believe in. Practicing every day, becoming better than what you were yesterday. Practicing becoming a better person. Practicing love. Practicing joy. Practicing humbling yourself to respect others. And to really respect yourself. And as you humble yourself, begin to practice forgiveness. In this experience of life, we have difficulties. We experience hurt people. It is a fact that hurt people always hurt people, and victims are always victimized. And so on this day, let's begin to practice forgiveness. Let's begin to humble ourselves. Let's begin to open our hearts to a new way. Let's begin to practice less selfishness and more selflessness. Let's open our hearts and our minds to experience life without drama, without trauma, without hurt, hatred and violence, without judgment, without preconceived notions, without feeling that we're better than someone else because of the color of their skin, or the hue of their skin, or the texture of their hair, or the amount of education that an individual has. But knowing that we're all brothers and sisters on a journey together. And as this planet moves throughout space, let's realize that all of us are here for a purpose. And as you direct your attention to the individual within, begin to question, what is my purpose? What am I here for? And if I am the only me that will exist throughout time, from the beginning of time to the end, then what am I here for? What am I here to do? What is my purpose? And can I begin to live my purpose today and every day? Can I live my purpose with respect, love, appreciation, and gratitude? Can I live my purpose with love in my heart? Can I live my purpose with respect and honor? And can I become the best person that I can be in every action and every activity? Can I become the best person that I can be in my mind and in my thoughts, and that every attitude and every disposition and every mood and every mindset will reflect the love that I have in my heart for myself and others? And can I live my purpose that way every day? Can you begin to challenge yourself to live a positive life? To push back negativity and to open your heart up for understanding, to open your heart to respect, to open your heart to appreciation, to open your heart for love for self and others today and every day of your life. And at the end of the day and at the end of your life, have you truly lived and found your purpose? And I'll end with this. In order to solve a problem, you can never create another one. And if you will begin to create love and appreciation and respect, living in harmony with others and finding your purpose and living that purpose, your life will become better today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment for you. Take the opportunity to find yourself, work on yourself, to become a better person today and every day. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. There's something out there for you. Begin the practice of working on yourself. Find you and find yourself. Be good to someone else. Live with humility in your heart. And most importantly, find a way to live your purpose. I'm Marvin Rohn, your empowerment coach, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Peace.